Well, good morning, Tim, and Happy New Year to you.
Good morning, Pat, and Happy New Year to you and to everybody out there.
Well, Tim, the last few years of film production in Western New York have been pretty busy. We're in for another robust year in 2020, are we not?
No, in fact, you're very right. It's going to be an astounding year, and our projections are looking really, really good so far for 2020.
Tim, Guillermo del Toro is going to be filming in Western New York in about a month, and we've got a number of big studio pictures on the horizon. So aside from the great Western New York locations that we're always talking about, something tells me there might be another reason why the big budget films, the big studios, find Western New York so attractive.
Well, in fact, that's a great observation, Pat. You see, these movie studios would always look toward Buffalo and say to themselves, you know, we don't have enough crew up there. What's happened is the unions have collectively joined together and started workforce development. In other words, they're training people up here and giving them certification to get into the union. And we never really had that before. In the old days, you'd have people coming from other parts of the country, people that were, you know, expert in film production. But now we have grown this base of union workers here that that are really staffing these movies and are keeping the costs down for the studios. It's very expensive to travel in people from out of town, but the unions really have worked very strongly to build a very good, solid, and prosperous base of workers here in Western New York.
So is there an actual film apprenticeship program that people can get into through the unions here in Western New York now?
Well, sort of, Pat. There's a lot of training that happens with IATSE, for instance, which is the International Alliance of Theatrical and Stage Employees. In other words, the people behind the camera of making movies. And these folks are training. They're taking a look at seasoned workers on non-union films and actually bringing them into the union and making them part of a bigger budget production and letting them work these big union films. So they're letting them be part of these bigger union films now, and it costs so much less to have local people staff these films than to have to bring them in from out of town.
So, Tim, we were talking before we actually hit the air, and you mentioned the number of local drivers who worked on A Quiet Place 2.
Yeah, there were 50 drivers, all union, all Teamsters, and great paying jobs. The theatrical Teamsters, Local 817, which is headquartered in New York and run by Tom O'Donnell, who is the president of that union, he sort of looked toward Buffalo and said, we can build some workforce there. We can build a pool of drivers there that are expert in driving movie trucks, which has its own specialty for sure. And so he worked with the local union here, his local Teamster union up here, and really trained and really worked very closely with professional drivers here to bring a real quality workforce to both A Quiet Place 2 and to other union films that have shot here. And so it's a partnership that has really grown, and he and other unions have been really a big part of the growth here in Western New York film industry, for sure.
Well, who would have ever thought? Good-paying union film jobs here in Western New York. Tim, I think we've hit the wall once again for time. I want to thank you for taking the time to join us this morning.
Well, Pat, it's always a privilege to be with you and the listeners here at WBFL.
My guest is Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. My name is Pat Feldball, and you are listening to Press Pass on WBFO.